First of all, seeing that this is my first one, I just felt like you guys just threw food in the water and everybody started attacking me there. But our general comments is this, that our kids did a great job today. And they found a way to win. And that's what's really, really important in the fourth quarter to finish. And this game was all about our seniors. And the thing that Coach Yost and I and Coach Pinkel are very, very proud about is that these kids came in together and rallied together. And I think what was really important is the seniors played a part, but the underclassmen played their part to make sure that the seniors left where they were supposed to go. Okay? That's about as general as I can get. Go ahead, David.
Questions. I'm good.
Cool. Is there any questions? Okay, great. Talk to you guys later.
Coach, the last drive, and particularly the last play, defense coming up there
inside the 10-yard line? First of all, it's our defense. Second of all, it was really good. You know, we made a foolish penalty, and we made a poor play on the bubble screen there. And then to come up with that play with Dominic to knock that ball up in the air, and to Michael Sam to make that interception. And the thing that I'm really proud about Michael about making that play is we practiced that in a two-minute situation. Every time we're on a two-minute drive, those flashbacks to Sean Doyle. I love you, though, Sean. He's at A&M when he tried to return the ball back. So Michael Sam did a great job and did a great job of cool coaching him that when he made that pick, he fell down on the ground.
Well, we started off a little slow, and that was kind of, and then we kind of got ourselves going. And I think James playing really well. We kind of relied on the run game and using him in that. And it was a little bit by design on what they were doing. They kind of got to a point where they weren't going to rush us and just kind of drop 7 or 8, 9 guys. So we want to run the football with him or with Kendall and Devin, even on third downs and that. And a few of those worked. Some of them didn't work as well as we'd hoped. But James was big, and then we got to the end of the game and said, "Hey, you're going to carry the football." We kind of got a feel for him late in the game, where the blitz was going to come from. We could use him in the run game. He was able to get some play action down the field. We hit a couple of those. West Kemp made a big catch. Marcus Lucas made numerous big catches and then run after catch. And we didn't throw the ball very well probably through the first three quarters and the fourth quarter. We've been a fourth quarter team all year. And the guys stepped up and made plays. And when that happens, you have a chance to do what we were able to do there in the second half and score when we got the football.
Yeah, the thing is great that I got to see today a little bit because I never get to watch the offense play. So I got to watch that a little bit. And what I saw today is how Dave Yost coaches him every day in practice. And it was exciting to see that. He's very tough to defend. And the thing that I think, me personally, makes him special is he can run, he can throw, but he's tough as nails, you know. Well, first of all, I want you to tell you it's very, very tough. Okay, he's our leader, and there's no question. He's our unquestionable leader. And not to sound crazy on you, but what Coach Pinkel's done in this program is, you know, there's a good book out there, and there's a part in Matthew that's called, "If you build your foundation on a rock, when the storms come, you won't get washed away." So we got hit with a storm, but Coach Pinkel built a hell of a foundation here. And because of him, that's why these kids were able to play like they were today.
Well, there was so many this week. With Henry going down last week, I mean, this game's for Henry, the seniors, and then Coach Pink also. I mean, it's just it's a lot. The kids handled it great. When they got around us on Thursday, they've been locked in, and then we kind of, everything became a focus for the seniors, and our kids really bought into that, and I think that's why they fought so hard, and it's kind of what our program has become. I mean, we, no matter what happens, we're going to get back into it. We know we're going to get back into it. It's just, as long as the clock doesn't get all zeros before we get to score, we're gonna find a way at the end there. And the kids did, but it's a tough week. It's an emotional week, but it's great to cap it off this way. And much rather be sitting here talking about a victory than anything else. For the seniors and for I'm kind of a cry guy. I cry all the time. That's why Coach Steck talked to the team on Thursday. For the seniors and Henry not being able to be here today to watch the game because didn't feel he could be able to get out of the way, and he's not ready for that yet, and Coach Pinkel not being able to be here, those are all people that are so important to the program and everything we've done. You hate losing any of them, or hate them not being here to kind of to go through what those guys are going through right now there, the celebration.
I got the honor and pleasure of sitting here in front of you guys that I just love to do.
He called the fourth down play.
No, David and I got on the big role that we talked about, that David and I go back, and we talked about this during the course of the week, that we were going to do this together. You can't do anything by yourself. So we got on the phone on fourth down, and it was fourth and short, and David said, "What do you think?" I said, "Yeah, let's go for it." And then we had a plan in place for the field goal, if we need to go for the field goal. So David and I have talked through the whole game. So, I appreciate everybody saying that I was the guy. The only reason why I was the guy is because I stood on the sidelines. But this was this was David, Yost, and I doing this thing together and communicating together. And the luxury that we had is because we've been together for 11 years, you know. So that thing has really helped us.
Coach Yost, would Coach Finkel said, "Yeah, let's go for it"?
I think in the situation and how we were going, yes. I think it was just where we're at, and the play we had, we felt really good with. Our plan that we were going to be able to get that, snap it to James in kind of a little pistol type look, but cheat him up, get away from the double ones, get away from the all-out deal, and we figured they were going to do an edge blitz on us, because what we've done in that formation is run the ball to the tailback every time up to this point. So just going through all the film study and everything, we knew we were going to get it. We ran it actually twice, did it later in the game too, and got the first down. So we had I think the plan was in place and everything. So, yeah, I think he would have said yes, go for it.
And obviously you got an instant spark from that with Devin's 54-yard run. I mean, how much does that turn the emotion of a game at that point?
Well, there's so many momentum turns within a game. I mean, and they all happen, and you never know when they're going to happen, and that one was, and all of a sudden we get a little life, and then boom, the next play, and then we kind of got on a little roll and got flowing a little bit, and then we got a lot tougher to defend all of a sudden, because we kind of got a good read on them and a beat on what they were trying to do to us, and then we were able to kind of scheme it up and game plan a little bit better than how we kind of started.
Coach, I had people asking me all week long, who's the guy with Henry out now, and looking at what you guys did today, it probably is guys rather than guy. As you get ready for KU and whatever may be after that, how dangerous is this offense now that you do have different runners, different styles of runners, but different guys that you can go to now and carry the football?
Well, Kendall Lawrence had earned the starting job coming out of two-a-days, and media have been around. You saw it in spring. You saw it in two-a-days. I mean, he was playing at a high level, and he got hurt in the first game, and then Henry kind of just took off and kind of stole the show. And the way Henry was playing, he earned the opportunity to do what he did. So I think Kendall is completely healthy now. He saw last week 100 yards. You saw today he was able to run hard and make tough yards and get those inside the tackle yards, because that's really where we kind of try to keep James away from a little bit. It's kind of the inside, the tackle stuff. And then Devin kind of right there at the ready jumps in, and, I mean, we average 11 yards a carry. I think we probably should hand the ball more. I mean, that's what I'll probably be answering on Monday. But having those guys, I mean, if I had a choice, I'd take Henry Josie back and put him with those guys. But, we're excited. With Kendall and Devin and James, and even put TJ back there and Raheem a little bit, I mean, there'll be a running back guy committee. But Kendall Lawrence has performed really well. We know we have a good player there. Well, it's we kind of staff meetings a lot of times, because I sit on that end of the table. I'll get to kind of go through the order, and I mean, we're very checklist oriented. You guys have been around Coach Pinkel. We have a checklist for every day of the week. We have a checklist we go through tomorrow. We have a checklist we go through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We go through that. It's what our program is. It's the foundation of the program. We'll go step by step through all those things. Do the same things we do. We already had the calendar set for next week for the KU week. Not having school, practices move up an hour. Those are all things in place, and really, it kind of runs it. I mean, it runs itself, and then we just kind of keep the boat going and keep everything moving forward. And I mean, just us, but all the coaches. I mean, we've been together so long; everybody's been around. I mean, we're trained. I mean, we know where to sit in the staff room. We know what's going to happen on Monday staff meeting, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it's just what we do.
You mean Steck? You mean Steck and David?
That's fine.
That's good. Yeah, you know, believe it or not, David does a great job with the media and stuff here, and we separated separate roles. Like he said, he handles the checklist and stuff, so using his words, he's a cry guy. Thank God it's not baseball, huh? And I talk and address the team.
Can you tell me in a nutshell what you told
me? No, that's between us and the team. But I appreciate you asking. I'm not trying to be snotty, but, you know, that stays personal. Thank you for asking, though. I think it's all of the above. I really do. I think we stress winning games in the fourth quarter. That's probably the only quarter you can win a football game in. And I think, again, it goes back to the foundation of the program. I think it goes back and shows the heart and the soul that of our players had, and especially the underclassmen, so that they would make sure that the seniors left the way they were supposed to. So I think it's all-encompassing.
David and Steck, can you guys, to whatever degree you can, just talk about whatever conversation you have with Coach Pinkle and the emotions of that coming into these last couple of days?
Vahe, I really love you, but those are personal. David can answer his side, but those are personal conversations, you know, and we love Coach Pinkle, and he's our leader.